Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone.
What did you make of Hugh Bowman's winning appeal?
Yeah, we got a couple of meetings shaved off that suspension, careless riding suspension. So he'll be back to ride Mugger 2 in the Doomben Cup there. Of course, one of the headlines of the Queensland Winter Carnival. I know he lost Nature Strip up there. Eduardo still heading towards the Doomben 10,000 as well. And Godolphin will have a good hand up there as well. But Mugger 2, no doubt, one of the headline acts. And he was consistent, I think it's fair to say, in Sydney after winning the All-Star Mile in Melbourne. So he's at his best, he's going to be very hard to beat in a race like that. But it's shaping up to be a pretty good race. We see some nice horses heading up to the Hollandale this weekend as well. So should be a competitive Hollandale and then Doomben Cup a couple of weeks later.
Are you getting excited about your little trip down to Wagga in the next couple of days?
Yeah, can't wait for it, Loz. Get on the plane tomorrow morning and head there. So that'll be great for the 2 days. And, gee, the fields look good for the first day. Obviously, Wagga Cup Day fields come out today, this morning. But, for the Wagga Town Plate Day there tomorrow, a full field of 16 in the Wagga Town Plate and 6 emergencies. So Mark Newnham looks like he's taking Marway down, who's been in terrific form. In Sydney, the former Queenslander, he's been flying, including a good win there on the Kensington track last time out. But looks a really competitive field there, and as I said, big fields all day, which is always great to see, and no doubt will be good betting races as a result.
And Explosive Jack opens favourite there for the South Australian Derby this weekend. He looks to win 3 derbies in what has been a very long preparation. Do you think he can do it?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one, Jared, and I think what it says a lot of the time is that horses can just keep on racing. And we see it a lot of the time. Horses win one feature or whatever, or one race they target, and then they go straight to the paddock. And sometimes I wonder why trainers don't let them train on a bit. And he's the perfect example, Explosive Jack. He won a Tasmanian Derby. He's gone to the Australian Derby and won that, and all in the one prep. And then now he's in South Australia, and he'll probably go and win that as well, the way he's going. So, I mean, I know, sometimes you can go too far and they get a bit tired, but I think sometimes trainers pull up stumps way too soon. And for me personally, I love to see them race on and have decent long preparations, and even have even the days of an autumn and a spring campaign, and that's it. I'm surprised more trainers don't go to Queensland and keep them up a bit longer and have shorter spells and just keep the fitness levels up to them there, which we see Chris Waller do a lot of.
Have you got anything you like at Canterbury today? And what type of track will we have today to race on? It'd have to be heavy, I suppose, I'm assuming.
Yeah, race 2, number 10, Loz. The one there for me today, Overman, a horse that was very good against the bias first up at Canterbury. It was a day where you had to be fencing run, and he wasn't there, so I thought he did a super job to run home from the back there behind the placings. But just having a look at rides, a heavy 8 there today. So interesting to see how the track plays after that rain there yesterday. Canterbury had been pretty fair for a few months there, and then just the last couple of meetings have sort of been back towards fencing runs. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and see how it plays. But, yep, he's the main one for me, Overman. Fourth and fourth in 2 runs to date, but that first up run was a cracker, and I think he can go close today in race number 2.
Okay, race 2, number 10, Overman, $2.70. Clearly best backed in the race with Tab. And you had some good results at Hawkesbury, I think, for our listeners yesterday as well, Davo.
Yeah, a couple got up. Unfortunately, we had a few deductions with both of them, with horses right in the market coming out, which I really thought had no hope at all. So that's frustrating as a punter. But at the same time, we got the win. So that's the main thing. But tomorrow and Friday, guys, just for those out there interested, we'll get on and give some tips for Wagga as well. But for anyone who wants a race-by-race preview, I'll make sure I get them up on bigsportsbreakfast.com.au there under the Punters Power section on the homepage. I'll make sure I get a couple of previews up for Wagga. So if people are sitting at home or want a race-by-race preview of the meetings, I'll get them up there on the Big Sports Breakfast website.
Now, Dave, I'm going to be hounding you on Friday, so make sure you do your form, can you, please?
Yeah, well, I think I'm about to start it, and I think I'll finish at about 11 o'clock tonight, so I'll do my best.
Beautiful.
No pressure from Daly. Good on you, Davo. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.